My name is Kate Lane, and together with Guada and Valentina, we're Brave New Worlds. So I work as a designer, and Guada works as an artist, and Valentina is more of a director. But together, we sort of explore things. We cross over our roles, and we look at developing work where the visual. We're trying to create a visual language with the costumes or the forms or the sculptural elements of the set, and start with that as a premise to sort of devise work. And then from there, we invite, say, writers or sound designers or movement specialists to come in and sort of respond to the actual design. The premise is that we believe that the visual language is the most fundamental element to any sort of performance. It's a piece that sort of burns in your retinas. And then from that, the writing and the sound and the movement should always serve the visuals. This piece is an exploration on the idea of utopia. But through that, we've based as a narrative of about sort of childhood, and in particular sort of girls' abandonment in a place of their imagination and their isolation. We're exploring the idea of, you know, when kids sort of throw themselves off the step and they're just sort of like in total free abandonment. And for them, that one moment, that's like their pure euphoric utopian moment. And then they land, and then it becomes dystopia. And it's that sort of idea we're exploring.
Right, okay.
So it's a non-linear narrative.
Yeah. So you performed this piece in some form before then?
We've been developing it at the Barbican Pit Lab, and then we performed at the Yard Theatre in London last summer. And we also had a showing at the MK Gallery in Milton Keynes. And so now we wanted to really kind of sort of finish developing it. We really felt that, because it's a new process, we're trying to explore what needed, and we realised that we want to develop movements, which is why it's great to be able to be in a specific movement-designated space. And then from there, we're going to be showing it this summer.
Why do you think it's important that you've sort of used in design as the starting point? Why do you use that rather than do more traditional ways of creating a piece of work?
Well, looking at the crossover between sort of fine art, creative practices of fine art and sort of theatre practice, and actually I think now in our cultural landscape, there's more sort of crossovers between live art, fine art, performance art, theatre, and actually we're much more sort of visual culture. Most of, you know, even if you look at sort of all the computer devices, they're actually more about sort of images and linking shapes together rather than sort of like the written contextual work. And I think, especially in this country, text takes such a sort of strong premise, and the role of the writer within a performance piece takes such a strong premise. Except for, I've never gone to a theatre and gone, that line that the actor said in Act 2, Scene 3, was absolutely phenomenal. I'll go away and say, that looked really stunning, that was really amazing, I really felt that. I'd always pull that a bit. So it's just a sort of experimentation, say, well, what happens if you actually say that, actually, you know what, the design is the most important thing.